For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. He is now a Supreme Court Justice, and President Trump predicts great things for the country and for Brett Kavanaugh. But there were large protests. The protesters gathered at the Supreme Court to denounce Kavanaugh, who is accused of sexual misconduct and criticized by some as being too conservative. Even as the Senate was voting to confirm him, people yelled inside the chamber. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer decried the contentious nomination process.
The road that led us here has been bitter, angry, and partisan.
But Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley told lawmakers,
he will bridge the divide in the Supreme Court.
The final vote was 50-48. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
A Cook County jury has convicted white Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke of second-degree murder for killing African-American Laquan McDonald nearly 4 years ago. Civil rights activist Jesse Jackson says city officials should be ashamed.
Jason Van Dyke was found guilty with the strong aid of a camera, not with the help of the city. There was an attempt to cover up and lie at every level by the city, the accompanying police, and Van Dyke.
It's extremely rare for police officers to be tried and convicted of murder for shootings that occurred while they were on duty. The U.S. and North Korea are scheduled to meet tomorrow. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
We will bring up the issue of the abductees as well. And then we'll share with you how we hope to proceed when we're in Pyongyang tomorrow. So we'll have a fully coordinated, unified view of how to proceed, which will be what is needed if we're going to be successful in denuclearizing North Korea.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The First Lady spoke briefly with reporters as she was wrapping up a four-country tour of Africa with a visit to the pyramids and the Great Sphinx of Egypt. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
Standing in front of the Sphinx, Mrs. Trump said she makes her opinions clear with her husband, saying she doesn't always agree with his tweets.
I give him my honest opinion and honest advice, and sometimes he listens and sometimes he doesn't, but I have my own voice and my opinions, and it's very important for me that I express what I feel.
The First Lady described her tour as amazing and said she hoped people would talk more about her visit and less about her fashion choices. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Good news from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They're reporting the unemployment rate has declined to 3.7%. John Clements has the story.
According to Eleni Kara-George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the unemployment rate is now at the lowest level since 1969.
The unemployment rate declined to 3.7% in September, and total non-farm payroll employment increased by 134,000. Job gains occurred in professional and business services, in healthcare, and in transportation and warehousing. The unemployment rate is the lowest since December 1969.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.